Hi, I'm Diane Burko, and as Susan Erickson requested, instead of having an ordinary podcast from Philadelphia, we decided to wait until I got to the Antarctic. So we are now going to have conversation as we are traveling on the Drake Passage, traveling from an incredible Antarctic experience with Students on Ice. With me is Daniele and Emily, and they're going to introduce themselves, and then we're going to have a conversation about art and science. Daniele?
Thank you, Diane. I'm Daniele Bianchi. I'm an oceanographer. I'm actually an ocean biogeochemist, and my research deals with the interaction between ocean currents and climate and marine life. So I look at how ocean transport chemicals in the water, nutrients, and how the circulation affects phytoplankton and zooplankton and all the things we care about, like whales and penguins and so forth.
So this is a perfect place for us to be then, Daniele.
Well, it's one of the most productive oceans, the Southern Ocean, due today.
Okay. Emily, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thanks, Diane. My name is Emily Moore, and I'm a university student from Canada. I'm currently studying paleontology, and I should be graduating hopefully in May. Although I study a large variety of things in my undergrad, there is a lot of relevant paleontology going on in Antarctica, as well as a lot of my own personal interest in things like climate change and oceanography and just seeing the world in general.
I'm on this Ushuaia vessel having this one-week adventure. Emily, how did you find out about this program?
Well, I first heard about Students on Ice from a colleague of mine at the university who recommended it to me as a wonderful opportunity. And so pretty much right after I heard about it, I looked it up on the website and I started filling out the application. And As soon as I could, I sent it off, and I heard back in about March of this year that I was accepted, and I've been just counting the days, and now that it's over, I'm so glad that I did this.
Fantastic. And Daniele, you're part of the educational staff here. So
yes.
How did you get connected to Students on Ice?
This is my third trip
really?
With Students on Ice. I've been twice to the Arctic, and this is my first time in the Antarctic. And I got to know them 3 years ago. So I was when I was a student in Princeton, a graduate student, a postdoc there, Eric Galbert, who is now a professor at McGill University, twice a year he would come back from these expeditions with amazing
stories.
Pictures and
yeah.
stories and videos. And then I joined him at McGill University, and he got this very busy. He had a baby, and he couldn't come anymore. And so he asked me if I wanted to join the expedition, and obviously I said yes.
Wow! Well, it really is a very exciting experience for me as well. I heard about it from a photographer friend, David Friese, who went to the Arctic, and actually Daniele, you knew him there.
Yeah.
And David said, if you want to get back to Antarctica, this is the way to do it. You can meet wonderful other educators, wonderful students, and I've learned a great deal. I've gone to as many workshops as I could when I wasn't doing my own workshops. And it's been a really incredible experience in terms of sharing information and in terms of my work, certainly in getting images, more images for my project, which is all about having ice be the indicator of climate change. And I certainly have developed a lot more material that I'll process when I get back. And hopefully next year I'll be back at AGU and I can share some of that experience with everyone there. More particularly, I'm going to give this back to Emily and ask her what some of the highlights have been from this experience in relationship to her studies.
Oh goodness, just picking one highlight or just a few is going to be extremely difficult. But I think the scenery alone is a beautiful highlight. It's everywhere you look, it's breathtaking. You can't look out the window and not see massive glaciers and icebergs and the mountains. And that alone is probably one of the most breathtaking things about Antarctica. Another highlight of mine was just getting to see all that with such incredible people on this trip. And I know myself, I've been greatly changed by the things that I've seen and that I've learned on this trip. And to go through that experience with a whole bunch of other people and watching them grow and learn and start to love Antarctica is that's another beautiful thing to see. It's just been incredible. I don't think there's one favorite moment. Mm-hmm. It's all been
it's
my
all
favorite.
Great.
Yeah.
Right, I understand that. Daniele, anything that you can add to that? Maybe with your interaction with the students?
Yeah, the interaction with the students and the staff is probably the best part of the trip. I love the scenery. I love the wildlife. But really, what gets me come back over and over is the fact that we are on a ship with amazing students full of energy, enthusiasm, and amazing educators that I wouldn't have the chance to to know as well. You know, so you spend 2 weeks on a ship, you have lunch, you have breakfast, and so you have the chance to talk all the time and to exchange ideas. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible.
No, I realize perhaps we should give a little background about Students on Ice and thank Jeff Green, who is the organizer and director of this wonderful nonprofit out of Canada. I gather this is the 15th anniversary year, and we are traveling on this ship with 66 students and I think 23 staff. And the students come from all over the world, as does the staff. And it's just breathtaking to see the scope, not only of experience, but also age. We have one student, I think, who's 14, and probably the oldest person in student is 29 or 22. I don't know if Steph is a student or a staff.
Yes,
I can't.
Steph is 29.
She's a student. There you go. So it really has the gamut, and we have students that know about climate change and those that don't. We have students who wanted to learn about science, and certainly that's one of the roles that Daniele is playing. But yet we have a graduate student like you, Emily, who knows a lot but is learning more. So I wonder if there's anything else we can add before we sign off.
Yeah, it's a great interaction between the younger students and students like Emily. We had a workshop where we sampled the Southern Ocean. We got sample of phytoplankton and zooplankton, and Emily helped us set up a workshop and guide some of the students with the dissecting microscope that probably you use in your research every day. So even more than I am, Emily is probably more of an expert using microscope than I am.
Okay.
So that's a typical type of interaction that happens on the ship, and it's not planned. You know,
no.
We plan workshop, but you know, there are spontaneous interaction among the students that develop over the course of the trip.
Yeah, I think that's one of the keys to what makes this experience so great is that it is full flexibility and a surprise. I came here thinking I was going to be doing workshops, but quite frankly, there were so many other things for the students to do when, you know, climbing up a mountain and planting those posts and doing ice samples. You know, it's good to draw as well. I mean, I'm an artist, but quite frankly, I think it was more important for them to experience a part of the world they've never been to before and may never get back to. And we have had some workshops now while we're on the passage, because now we have some time to reflect and to make some art and also to share many, many memories and journals.
Yes, I definitely agree. Your presentation on your art, however brief, was beautiful. And I can't wait to see what kind of things you produce with the photographs that you've taken on this trip. That'll definitely be something that I'm excited for. And I think, relating back to the science that the students have been doing, there's kind of an art in that as well. There's a lot of art in procedure and taking notes and recording, as well as you're making observation, and although that might not be paint or pencil or anything like that, it's definitely shaping and recreating ideas, which are in its own way a form of art.
I totally agree with you. I've been on discussions with scientists where we agree. First of all, scientists are creative individuals. You both of you. I mean, you are linking points that haven't been linked before through your observations. And artists do the exact same thing. They observe the world, they posit ideas, they're conceptual, they're abstract at times, they're not necessarily just copying a glacier. They have structures that have other ideas involved with them, just as you as scientists are making leaps and also, I venture to say, learning a lot from your accidents, correct? Isn't that part of science that you...
Definitely.
Right? It's the best part, and we do that in art as well.
Yeah, I think serendipity is a big part of a scientific discovery. You obviously need to get there prepared.
Right.
Your mind is open, you have the instruments, you have the knowledge, you know what has been done, you know possible direction, but then you're left on your own in a mm-hmm. sense. You're just an explorer. So
you're an explorer, exactly.
You explore knowledge. Matt is here, we are exploring a new territory, and the artists do the same. I mean, you develop your art around ideas, but you don't know where it's going to take you.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a couple of times that when you finish a project, you are open to something new, and every project brings you, moves you
to
forward.
More knowledge. Yeah.
So it's
same thing in any creative endeavor, right?
I guess it's part of human experience
right.
and human creativity.
Well, I think we've covered a little bit here about art and science, and we hope that people will enjoy it and check out Students on Ice on the website. Their kids have done journals and there are videos about our experience where you can learn more. And thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, Diane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.